I want to preach about something that I really hate in my Christian life. I like when I title the message and the outcome of what I hate, but it's something that, in the Christian life, the good thing of it is how God brings you into a wide and wealthy place in your life, how he brings you out into a place where you have more rich blessings and more deep experiences of God's blessings, how God brings you into a wealthy place. But it's the getting there that can be a challenge and can be something that I might shirk from, and you might shirk from. But I want you to realize you're in a soul-winning, independent, fundamental, Bible-believing church. And if you want to get into that wealthy place, that wide and wealthy place where God blesses you and blesses through you people and their lives with the gospel, you're going to have to find out how God does that. And I've had it more than once in my life, and it's not doesn't feel good, but the outcome is good. So tonight, please take your Bible and turn to Psalm 66, and our text is verse number 12, Psalm 66, and our text is verse number 12, and I'll read the text first of all, and it says, "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." My wife said she loves the butts in the Bible, that God's butts in the Bible. And there you see it there in verse 12, B, the second part of verse 12. And the name of the message tonight is how God brings you out into a wealthy place in your life, a place of blessing, a place of grace, a place even of honor, and a place of impact and so forth. How does God do that? Well, number one, because of your praising the God that preserves you. Or I might just say because of your praising. Keep it simple. Because of your praising. And I want you to notice with me Psalm 66. First of all, verse 8. I'll read that one. Psalm 66 and verse 8. How God brings you out into a wealthy place. It says, "Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise be heard." You want God to bring you out into a wealthy place? Do you want God to bring you out into an impactful, blessed place in your life? Well, get in the habit, listen to me, of praising God. We don't praise him for what he does for us. We thank him for that, but we praise him for who he is. And like someone has said, and it's heard all the time, God is good all the time. God is good, no matter what you're going through. And so God wants you to praise him. And in fact, it says in the Bible that God inhabits the praises of his people. And not the gossiping of his people, not the bad mouthing, but the praising God of his people. And so God wants us to praise him all the time. In fact, we are all priests in the New Testament salvation. If you have salvation, you are a priest. In the Old Testament, it was just the tribe of Levi and just the family of Aaron that were the priestly people. But you and I, every believer is a priest. And what's the sacrifice we're to offer? One of them is what? Praise unto our God. And you need to praise God. I like what our first pastor used to say. He taught me a lot about praising God. He said, when God is working, I want to be right where Sarah is, right where Celeste is, right where Jose is, right where Matt is, and Bobby. And I want to be right on the front row. And I want to be seeing exactly what God is doing so I can praise him. And that was the life of Charles Ware. And, I think about Jesus when he chose the 70, but he chose the 12. How would you like to be, instead of the 70, he chose the 12. And then out of the 12, he chose 3 to be closest to him. And he even invited them to go to the Garden of Gethsemane when he was sweating great drops of blood and praying for his death on the cross. And remember, it says in Hebrews, he prayed to the one that could save him from death. And he said, let this cup pass from me. And we're celebrating the Lord's table. We say, well, was the Lord praying that he would not have to go to the cross? No. He was talking in that prayer about staying in death, staying separated from God, staying in that grave. He said, let that cup pass from me. Fulfill your promise that you'll raise me from the dead. And God heard him, it says in Hebrews. God heard him, and he did raise him from the dead. Why? Because he was willing to go into death. And we'll talk, and God brought him into a wealthy place, man. He raised from the dead. Now he's got a name above every name. We could praise Jesus, amen. Yeah. You could praise him tonight for what he's done for you. You could praise him as you celebrate the Lord's Supper tonight. You could praise him for the salvation we have. It's all of grace. We didn't deserve it. The Lord paid for it. And God says that if you want to experience being brought out in a wealthy place, get involved in praising God like our Lord, and what a blessing that is. And Psalm 66, the psalm we're looking at now, and the verse that we're looking at right now is talking in verse 8 about praising God, ye people, and make a voice of his praise to be heard. But look back at verse 5. It says there to verse 7, come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. Verse 7, he ruleth by his power forever. His eyes beholdeth the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. And so he is praising God for all the things that God does for his people. And he talks about the Red Sea and walking through the Red Sea on dry land. That was a great event when God did that. But we could praise the Lord for what he's done for us. And then I want you to look at verse 9. It says, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffereth not our feet to be moved. You know what? Israel, have you noticed how Satan hates the nation of Israel? And even right now, people on the right, they're split over Israel. And the devil's doing that. The devil knows the house divided against itself cannot stand. He wants to split, divide, and conquer. And he wants people to hate Israel, hate Zion. And one of the things he uses, I hear it all the time, is, oh, the Jews are controlling Trump. The Jew, you know, that's the same thing Hitler said. The Jews are running everything, and we can hate the Jews. All of our, if the dog bites, it's the Jews. If the bee stings, it's the Jews. Mein Kampf, he wrote, my struggle was all against the Jews. Well, I'll tell you why that is. It's because God chose the Jews to give us the Bible. God chose us, the Jews, to bring the kingdom of God back to earth. God chose us, the Jews, to give us our Savior. John 4, Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. Our Savior is from the tribe of Judah. Last I checked out, that makes him a Jew. And he didn't Jew us out of anything, as they say. He saves us by his grace and gives us blessings. And the Jewish people, listen, it's not a bad thing that Trump is tied close to the Jews. The Jews don't run Trump. You kidding me? No kind of way. But people are trying to allege that. We have more to fear from Red China than the Jews. We've got more to fear from North Korea than the Jews. We got more to fear from Iran than the Jews. We got more to fear from Russia. They've been doing some wicked, bad stuff, my friend. Jews have been an ally and a help and a blessing. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying their government's perfect. It's not. But God has chosen them, and Satan hates them. And if, listen to me, the fact that Israel exists is no thanks to the devil. Yep. And Hitler and Haman and the Apostle Paul when he was Saul. They all tried to deal with God's people and get God's people. And the Jews, the Israel, God's chosen people, Hitler, no thanks to Hitler. But what this psalm is telling you, you should be praising God. Why? Because he preserves his people. No thanks to these people, but Israel is there. And no thanks to the devil and a lot of people in northeastern Pennsylvania, Scranton Revival Baptist Church is here. And Satan hates us. I know he hates us, and he doesn't like it that this church is here. And if he got permission to stomp it out, he would stomp it out. God builds a hedge around us, a protection, and the devil is God's devil, but he's furious and ferocious. He's a dragon, the Bible says. That means he's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's like a big giant lizard before the flood that roamed the earth, and he is the dragon. And he would stomp us out, but we can praise God for his protection. I have faced the devil or one of his emissaries, and I know it is not fun. It is not fun. Brother Z, we had Beat the Devil Sunday that time, and you got your head beat up afterwards. And he knows the devil is not fun. And those of you that have known leaders that have been on the front line of soul winning and of standing for God, you know they have been suffering at the hands of Satan. But listen, God says the way to deal with that is praise God in the midst of it. I remember when I was in 2017, the devil had me out of the pulpit. I was knocked down. I wasn't knocked out. I was in my house. I guess it was Patty that sent me that song, Praise the Lord. And I had it played one time. Bobby, you played it over the speaker. Remember that? Praise the Lord for the same chains that seek to bind you serve only to remind you as they drop powerless behind you to praise the Lord. Remember Paul and Silas? They were beaten in Philippi. They were put in jail in Philippi. Then they were put in the hole in the worst place. And not only that, they were put in stocks in the hole. And they were beaten in the darkness at midnight. And what did they do? They started singing praise to God. You know what I do? My daughter got me hooked up on this. I don't know how you do it. Anyway, got me hooked up. Technology. I'm a boomer. Hey, I don't know anything. But she got me hooked up, and I crank that thing up. I roll the windows down. You know, that's my air conditioning. I crank it up, and I put on these praise songs where they're singing praise, like that one that I just talked about. And I'll crank that thing up, and I'll go by somebody and slow down, you know, and they look at me like, whoa, you know, what's that? And I like them to hear the praise. Praising God coming out of my car, you know. And I like Tom Williams. Tom Williams going to a restaurant, somebody saying, God, D-A-M this and J this. And he goes, praise God, praise Jesus. And he'll yell it out in the restaurant, you know, when they're doing that. And he does that. And I'm just saying that God loves it. When we praise him, and you want God to bring you through whatever trouble you're going through, instead of complaining to everybody about it, you talk to God about it, cast your care on God, but praise him. Praise him in the midst of it, man. I remember Denny Owen used to come in the church. That guy had more pain than anybody I've ever seen. Anybody. That guy was a courageous individual. He would be in major pain. Pain all the time, terrible pain, and he would still praise God and come to church and thank God for that. I'm just saying that the Bible says that here, if we want to go out and see God bring us out into that wealthy place, we need to praise him. I have been in some suffering places from Satan. He knows how to hit you. He knows just how to hit you, and he knows just what I hate and what I don't like and what I don't feel like I need. And he will hit me, and he'll hit you if you're serving God. But I've learned in the midst of it to just praise God and know that he is in control. And so when the early church did that, it says that they were praising God and having favor with all the people, Acts 2:47. And then it says in response, the response of God when they were praising God in Acts 2:47, the second part says, and the Lord added to the church what? Daily, such as should be saved. Do you think if we walk around like we are sucking a lemon, that people are going to be attracted to our gospel? You know, you're just walking around and you're so caught up with your own problems. And no, they get favor. You get favor, and you get an open door to give the gospel. People ask me, I'm walking down the street, how you doing? I said, gloriously, but in a mortal body. And so many times, my wife said, I don't know if you should say that. That's a little too deep. But I have people there, they laugh, they say, wow, that's really something. It's true. I'm doing gloriously. Why? Because my spirit is alive. My spirit is with Christ in heavenly places. My spirit is blessed, even though in my body I can be going through things. And so I'm just saying, if you want to go out into that wealthy place, as it says here, I'll read the text again. It says, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. How God brings you out in a wealthy place? Because of your praising God. And do you want to go out into that wealthy place, in that wide place? Learn to praise God. But number two, and this is a tough one, because of your proving. Because of your proving. I mentioned a great trial I was going through. And it was very difficult. I was getting hit even from people in the church, even from my deacons back then. One of my deacons, and I've said it many, many times, downstairs in this building, in the administrative suite, I was just alone with him, Deacon Joe, and he said, Pastor, it's just a test. It's just a test. And that is so true that if you want to be brought out into a wealthy place, you have to understand that God will prove you. He will test you and see if you pass the test. And I'll read it here in Psalm 66, starting with verse number 10. Let's look at that together. He says, for thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Boy. Who's the one that proves us? A lot of times I'll say Satan's involved in this, but who allowed Satan to do it? God did. You see, God has a purpose in it. He wants to bring you out to a wealthy place, but in order to get there, you have to pass the test. In order to get there, you have to be developed and matured. So you can handle the wealthy place, so you can handle the influence, so you can handle the blessing. If you don't go through the hard time and the testing time, you will fold up right in the midst of blessing and you'll just fall to the ground. You will not be able to stand up to it. And so God knows that you have to be proved first. By the way, it says here, not only does God do it, but it says here, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. You know, when you want to refine silver and make it more pure, and silver's gone up in value. I think it's close to $70 an ounce now. I used to buy it at $15 an ounce and save some silver coins. Now it's $70 an ounce. And but to get it to be 0.99, you know, really pure silver, they put it through fire, and what happens is the impurities come to the top when it's being smelted in the hot fires, and the impurities come to the top, and they could just take a wood stick and scrape it off there, and they could see their face in that silver. You see, Jesus wants to see more of himself.